Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We're going to play higher or lower in just a sec, and then as soon as that's over, we're going to dive into Steph Curry's comments with regard to Jonathan Kuminga and Nick Friedell, possibly neither of whom are going to play for the Warriors tonight. We'll see. We'll see. But we're going to dive into that and really start doing Warrior Survivor and moving toward tip-off of the game, which is exactly 2 hours from now. I do want to remind everybody that this is the 5 o'clock sip, and it's presented by Surfside. The Warriors are back, and you can celebrate with Surfside. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Got to be 21. Please drink responsibly. And here's the games that we are sipping on this weekend. Again, Dubs, Wolves, 7 o'clock tonight. No Anthony Edwards, no Draymond Green. But the Warriors finally back to action tonight at Chase Center. And then they will be in Portland against the Blazers, as Grandy mentioned, on Sunday at 6. So what a Bay Area sports potpourri. Niners and Titans will take you from about 1:30 to about 4:45. Then you can, go for a run around the block, walk the dog, come back, and then you got a Dubs game 6 o'clock against the Blazers. Niners off the bye with those Titans in town Sunday at 1:25. That is your 5 o'clock sip presented by Surfside. Are you prepared to get this thing started?
Let's get it started.
Okay, so again, today's topic is
Barry Bonds' career home runs. He hit 762 of them. So I'll give you 10 items, and the items will have a value of either higher or lower than 762. Mark Willard is our defending champion. He and Mark Grandy have 5 titles apiece. Lucas Alexander with 3 crowns. Steven Risotto, a.k.a. Pasta, he's the only outsider, the outlier. He's run 1 time. This is the 15th edition of Higher or Lower. Mark Willard, defending champ, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Grandy, you could be the new overall leader with a victory. How you feeling?
It's a big day, Dibs. I am eager to get this one started.
Lucas Alexander can cut into the deficit with a victory. Are you just happy to be here, Lucas?
No, Dan. There are a few things I like more than fading the Dibbers. This isn't one of them, but I like it very much.
All right. Your opening remarks are maybe my favorite thing.
I just want to let everybody know what I do during Higher or Lower, which is that I put the initials of our 3 names up there, Lucas, Grandy, and Mark, and then I can keep track of what's going on.
Right.
But when I look at it, what I see is, let's go, Mark. That's what I see. That's what I see. I
Mark Grandy.
No.
Maybe, it's really let's go, Mark. Yeah, in parentheses, it's one of the Marks.
Hang on. I just changed it to LGW. Let's go, Willard.
That works, too. Yeah, All right. Let's get started. Okay. Today's topic is Barry Bonds' career home runs, 762. That's the number. And we'll go higher or lower. We'll start with you, Willard.
Okay.
Brandon Ayuk, rookie year, receiving yards. Higher or lower, 762.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. I know what that was, too.
What?
No, I mean in the ballpark.
Well, then don't get it wrong.
Oh, I think it was higher.
Grandy?
I think it was higher.
Lower.
And Lucas?
You want us to say lower because he started in the doghouse and he couldn't block. I'm falling for it. I'm going lower.
Yeah, lower, guys. Point to Grandy and Lucas.
Damn it.
748.
I thought you knew the number, Willard.
I knew it was over 700. I was trying to remember if it was more than 62.
On to the second item. Right. We'll start with Grandy. And this is higher or lower than Barry Bonds' career homers, which is 762. The first one was Brandon Ayuk. This one is Brandon Woodruff.
Oh.
Grandy. Hmm. Brandon Woodruff, regular season career innings pitched. Higher or lower than 762.
Brandon Woodruff? Where the hell did you pull that?
Brandon Ayuk?
He's injury plagued.
Brandon Woodruff?
Yeah.
A lot of injuries.
Might be a theme here.
What's the question? Career innings?
Yes.
Regular season innings.
Yep. Brandon Woodruff. Higher or lower than 762, Grandy?
I'm going lower, Dibs.
And Lucas.
I am as well.
And Willard.
I'll go lower.
Yeah, clean sweep. It's lower, guys. 745.
Close.
For Brandon Woodruff.
That was a really close one.
Grandy 2, Lucas 1, Willard 1. We'll go in that order for item number 3, higher or lower than 762. Brandon Ingram's career free throw percentage as a whole number.
Oh.
In other words, what? If his percentage was...
Is it higher than 76.2? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank
Is it
you.
Higher than 76.2?
We'll start with Grandy. Brandon Ingram's career free throw percentage.
Brandon, I'm going higher, Dibs.
You're going higher, Lucas.
Can we really start with 3 lowers? Probably not, but I'm going to tempt the fate. I'm going lower.
Willard.
I'll go higher.
Yeah, it's higher. Yeah. 788 for Brandon Ingram. Grandy 3, Willard 2, Lucas 2. We're playing higher or lower, and the number is Barry Bonds' career home runs, which is 762. We start with Grandy, who's 3 for 3. Brandon Allen, career snaps taken. We went from Brandon Ayuk to Brandon Woodruff to Brandon Ingram to Brandon Allen. I think we have a pattern here.
Yeah, that one's tough.
Brandon Allen, career snaps taken, Grandy, higher or lower than 762.
I think the pattern is these are all athletes, Dibs, am I right?
It's early.
I'm going to go...
When are we getting to pods? I can't wait! When are we getting to pods?
I'm going lower, Dibs.
And Willard.
I'll go higher.
And Lucas.
Higher.
It's lower, guys.
Yes,
sir.
615 career snaps
That's
for Brandon Allen.
Close.
That's too bad.
Grandy 4, Lucas 2.
Make it bad close.
Willard 2. We are on to the fifth one. Grandy, we start with you. We're playing higher or lower than 762, which is Barry Bonds' career home run total. Grandy, higher or lower than 762. Average elevation in feet of the town of Brandon, South Dakota. Higher or lower than 762.
Wait, what is it? Average what?
Elevation.
Elevation.
You know what that would be, right?
Sensation.
Thank you.
Of what?
Brandon, South Dakota.
The average elevation. Okay.
Cha-ching! I have my choice of many Brandons, by the way, in the United States of America. Yeah. I chose this one.
Feels like a trick. I'm going to go higher, Dibs.
Lucas?
Lower.
Willard?
I mean, if I say lower and we're wrong, like this turns into a runaway.
Mm-hmm.
So lower.
Yeah, it's higher, guys.
Yeah, man.
1,352 feet, the average elevation for Brandon, South Dakota.
It was a trick.
I've never been there.
Yeah, no one has.
Me neither. Yeah,
well,
I was going to do Brandon, Vermont, but I chose Brandon, South Dakota.
Okay.
Grandy 5.
Wait, was Brandon, Vermont lower?
No, it was also higher.
Of course.
You don't know that.
Mountains.
I had it actually in my notes.
You don't remember.
Grandy 5, Willard 2, Lucas 2. Ooh, she's a little runaway.
Maybe.
Item number 6. Grandy's got a perfecto going.
Yeah, don't cough it up.
No, this is higher or lower than Barry Bonds' career homers, which is 762. Grandy, we start with you. Higher or lower? Brandon Jennings' career steals. Higher or lower than 762?
It's interesting, Dibs.
You see the theme here?
Did you say what? Brandon who?
Jennings.
Oh, Brandon Jennings' career steals.
He's an NBA player.
Yeah, Bucky no, I got that.
I love Brandon Jennings.
Good little defender.
Eh.
That's a lot of steals, Dibs. But you know what? I'm still going to go higher. Higher.
Lucas?
Got to go lower.
And Willard.
Let's have some fun. Lower.
Yeah, guys, lower.
Yeah.
Grandy, you're right. Woo. That's a lot of steals.
Don't look now, Grandy.
679 steals. Dude, we got footsteps.
Your no-hitter is over.
Grandy, 5. Over. Willard and Lucas each with 3. We start with Grandy, though, because he's in the lead. Higher or lower than Barry Bonds' home runs, which is 762. This is a good one. Brandon.
We'll be the judge of that.
They've all been good. I love the theme. Brandon Lloyd's highest single-season receiving yard total with the Niners.
Brandon Lloyd.
B. Lloyd, don't take no mess. Higher or lower than 762. Grandy.
I'm going higher, Dibs.
And Lucas.
Can you repeat the question one more time? What is the total yard season high?
Highest single-season receiving yard single total season. With Brandon Lloyd Got as a Niner.
As a Niner.
And Grandy went higher.
Like a Niner.
Correct. I don't tell him.
I'm going lower.
And Willard.
I'm actually going to go with Grandy and say higher.
Yeah, guys, it's lower.
Yeah, it is.
733.
I keep thinking those receivers went higher than they did.
Grandy, 5. Lucas, 4. Willard, 3. We've got a ball game. Grandy, we stay with you because you're in the lead.
Sucks.
This is higher or lower, and we're working off of Barry Bonds, career homers, which is 762. Grandy, higher or lower? The number of days Brandon Johnson has been the mayor of Chicago.
Oh, God.
This is a really good question.
Thank you, Lucas. Higher or lower than 762?
Brandon Johnson?
I'm going lower, Dibs.
And Lucas.
I was going to go higher anyways. Higher.
And yeah, Willard.
I'll go lower.
Guys, it's higher.
Okay.
Yeah,
942 days, as anybody would know.
BJ?
As of today, Brandon Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen,
this
we have a tie.
Unlikely rally by Lucas.
He's tightening up.
Yeah.
He gets to go first now, right?
He does.
Yeah. Two more to go?
We've got 2 to go.
Okay. So
Lucas, 5. Grandy, 5. Willard, 3.
I'm not out of it, but I'm kind of out of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting late for you. Lucas, we start with you. Higher or lower than 762, which is Barry Bonds' career home run total. Lucas, this is for you.
Okay.
Number of pages in the paperback edition of Brandon Sanderson's Mistborn, The Well of Ascension. I'll repeat that one again because nobody saw this one coming.
It's right around there.
What the hell did you just...
Number of pages in the paperback edition of Brandon Sanderson's Mistborn, The Well of Ascension. As you know, it was one of 5 books in a series.
Yeah, of course.
Lucas?
Do they make paperbacks with that many pages?
Just answer the question, man. Yeah.
For that fact alone, I don't believe they do because, well, I don't have much knowledge in terms of reading. I'm going lower.
Grandy.
Lucas's luck is going to run out at some point. I'm just going opposite. Higher, please, Dibs.
Willard.
I'm officially eliminated because they went with opposite answers.
Yeah, we got it.
Do you still want to play?
Sure, lower.
Guys, of course it's higher.
Okay, yeah.
That thing's a real page-turner. 781 pages in Brandon Sanderson's Mistborn.
Okay.
The Well of Ascension. Now, the hardback, as you know, had fewer pages.
Yeah, of course.
The pages are bigger.
I remember that one.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Grandy, 6. Lucas, 5. Willard locked up the bronze medal.
Eliminated. Yeah.
Uzbekistan for Willard.
It's okay.
Last one.
Come on, Lucas.
We're
going
to write down the answer here. That way there can be no shenanigans on this one. And we start with Lucas, but you're all going to write it down.
Yep.
And we're working off Barry Bonds' 762 career home runs. Higher or lower for all 3 of you, and you're going to write it down. Brandon Crawford's career OPS. Higher or lower than 762.
Now that might be your best one yet.
Straightforward. I like the one about Mistborn, The Well of Ascension.
I like that one too.
I took some research.
I am so upset that Brandon Pajemski did not make this game.
No, because that will be under the Brandon category?
He spells his name wrong.
There's a lot of other Brandons I could have gone to, but...
I am absolutely turned off by this.
That's a shame.
I'm glad that I lost.
Yeah. Have you all written down your answer?
Yes.
Higher or lower than 762. Brandon Crawford's career OPS. Grandy, you can reveal first.
I went lower, Dibs.
Ooh.
And Lucas.
I have a chance. I went higher.
And Willard.
Lower, Dan.
Guys, it's over. It's lower. Mark Grandy.
Yes, sir.
He tried to give it away, and he fought back. The answer is 713 was his career OPS.
No, that doesn't
surprise
me. Not very
close.
No, 762 is a really good OPS, and I'm not saying he wasn't really good, but he wasn't a great hitter.
Yeah, and the tiebreaker just for Schmitz and giggles, how many career home runs did Brandon Crawford hit?
Oh, Ooh.
Career homers for Craw.
What do you think, Grandy?
213.
Oh, God, lower.
I was going to say like 145.
Even that might be hot.
Yeah, he probably didn't hit 200.
Well, I'll price this right and I'll say 144.
147.
Oh!
Grandy's in his bag, dude.
Wow.
Congratulations, yeah. Mark Grandy, the first to win six times in higher or lower.
Nice
that was
job,
a special
yeah.
brand new edition.
Thank you, Dibs.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on that one for a while.
No, that's really fun, but I am going to protest with the league office. I can't believe the Pods didn't make this. That's
you know why he didn't make it?
Come on.
There's nothing that he's done that is in or around 762.
You did not do enough research.
Incorrect.
How many times did he go to the bathroom in the month of November?
Only 314.
You don't know.
700 times?
Well, I mean, there's 30 days.
He could have IBS.
Yeah.
Like, what?
What if he were a dog? Like... I'm just saying.
Now you got me thinking about Pods.
How many Valkyries?
What is going on here?
How many Valkyries jerseys does he own?
Yeah, and you know what? Last year, regular season total points for Pods, higher or lower than 762. It's lower. It's 747. So I could have gone to Brankin, but
I
didn't.
No,
I stand by my 10.
I'm lodging a. Protest.
Yeah. So, it's a shame. You hate to see it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Congrats, Grandy.
Thanks, Dibs.
I got
good job, Mark.
Next week's already been written, but I guess I have to run it by you.
You do.
We'll be working off
don't ever do that again.
We're gonna work off of Klay Thompson's 37-point quarter in honor of Klay coming to town on Christmas.
Oh yeah.
This will be our last show next Friday.
Last higher or lower show.
Right. Yeah. Last Friday show before the Christmas game.
We got Colts on Monday night. Yep. I'm working Monday and Tuesday. I don't know about you.
Me too. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. But the last higher or lower of the year will be in honor of Klay Thompson's 37-point quarter.
Okay. All right.
There it is.
Klay Thompson coming back to town. Does he play still?
I don't know.
The Mavericks give him a lot of minutes. Honestly, like I've just blocked.
He's been coming off the bench and playing better.
Coming off the bench.
They posted a walk in to the arena picture of him today.
Good.
Yeah. He's wearing a flannel shirt.
I saw a whole thing with him going golfing with Megan. He's teaching her how to golf, and then he apparently whipped up on D'Angelo Russell, who was out there with them. And he won a bunch of money.
Okay.
Off of D'Angelo Russell.
Get it, Klay?
And taught the Stallion how to putt. It was adorable. It was adorable. I love it when a new relationship hits Instagram. It's fun.
Taught the Stallion how to putt. That's just a funny, it's just kind of a funny thing to break down.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was great. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Do we have our Survivor theme? Do we have a little something here? Let's play Warriors Survivor again. And you guys, we're going to play some Steph Curry sound that we think that you're going to find interesting. But at the same time, feel free to call in right now, 888-957-9570, and you can vote for the three active Warriors who should not play tonight. There's 14 of them. Steve Kerr says he's shooting to play about 11. So... Man, I wish I had something to give away or something like that, but I know it's super illegal and all that, and people here at the company get all out of shape, but it'd be fun if I had something to give away. If somebody could nail the three players exactly right, I think that TJD will be a popular answer, but the three I'm going to go with, Dibs, I am going to go with Trayce Jackson-Davis. I'm going to go with Seth Curry, and I'm going to go with Jonathan Kuminga.
Ooh, man. Those are the three you're going to vote off the island.
It's not me voting as much as guessing who Steve's going to vote off.
Well, that's kind of the bit with Survivor.
Like, I don't want anybody to think that I'm out here being like, do not let Jonathan in the game. I'm fine if he gets in the game. I just don't think he will.
Yeah, Seth Curry... please bring me your torch. You'll be the first person eliminated from Warrior Survivor. And you also have TJD giving up his torch as well.
Yep.
And Jonathan Kuminga, the DNP.
Those are my three.
That's a bold one.
Who are your three?
Well, I'm kind of going back and forth because the Kuminga one is, it's tempting. And, you know, I think that he played well at practice, but he's coming off a DNP. And the other candidate I have is a guy who he might actually start the game. So that would be egg on my face early and often if that's the way it went. But I'm going to agree with you on Seth Curry. I think that that's an easy one. And, you know, he was unpopular in the tribe, so to speak, using a Survivor parlance. I'm going to go with GP2, Gary Payton II. Hasn't been playing a lot lately, and I think this might be one of those games where you don't have Ant-Man to chase around, so Gary won't be as needed. And I'm going to go with Moses Moody.
For a DNP?
You need TJD. You don't have Al. I mean, he hasn't been starting the last couple. His minutes are kind of in the middle, and I think that you need TJD. You don't have a center. You don't have Horford.
Yeah.
And so
I get it.
I mean, and again, if we have to pick three, those are my three.
Yeah.
And these guys might all get like mini minutes too, but
your TJD point's a good one that I didn't consider, which is that Horford and Draymond are both out.
Right.
So you're probably right because you're not going to play Quentin Post the entire game, and who else can even moonlight? I mean, they could go super duper small, but that's dangerous. I mean, Rudy Gobert is going to be out there on the floor. So, yeah, you might be right. But
Moses has played in every game except the first two when he was hurt. So that's kind of not a very likely one. But
yeah, I wonder about our Seth Curry take, though, too, because remember, Steve Kerr has a big old heart. And I wonder, with the first opportunity for Steph and Seth to share the floor together, I wonder if the Warriors will be wooed by that, even just for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. I mean, again, we're talking about them only playing 11, right? Or 10 or 11.
11 is what he said.
Right. But that doesn't preclude him from giving Gary 4 minutes and Seth some crumbs.
He could end up at 14.
Right.
Although that would probably mean that somebody's blowing somebody out. But anyway, there it is. Warriors Survivor, and we'll take some of your calls. 888-957-9570. Who do you think the three Warriors who will be out of this game will be? And while you ponder that, take a listen to Steph Curry at practice yesterday, who, as he returns to the fold, now he's being, not forced, but being asked about the Jonathan Kuminga situation, and here's what Steph had to say.
It's a partnership for sure, especially, you know, with the situation we have where, you know, it's been the same coach, the same system, and it's just a matter of trying to ask the right questions, be honest with yourself both ways around, are you doing things that's the message is being heard, and are you actually out there on the court trying to do the right things? And really the hardest part is whether it's going well or whether it's not losing your spirit. That's been JK's challenge as a young player is, things change so quickly, and there's all these declarations about what or who he is as a player, does he fit, and all that type of stuff. And we still have high hopes that, you know, he'll impact our team, you know, this year. But it's just an idea, you can't lose your spirit if things aren't going your way, because, you know, you're a game or two away from it coming right back to you. And if you've checked out or if you're still not, you know, engaged in the learning process, then you might miss your moment on the back end. So it is a back and forth, and it's responsibility of both sides. And then, you know, as a team, it's our job to support him because we know he's a great dude, very talented player, and we still, again, have belief that he can help us.
How does that grab you? I tell you, the first thing that kind of comes into my mind listening to this, obviously it's Steph, so it's classy, it's supportive, it's positive, it's all of those things, but the way he sort of frames it about, like, tough times and falling out of favor or the rotation or whatever, it just makes me think that what happened on Sunday wasn't a one-time deal. I don't know. That's what a lot of us are all waiting to find out. I don't know. But the way he spoke about it made me feel like this is where we are right now. And I know that we had talked about whether or not this was some sort of a punishment from Saturday or if this is just Steve wants to move in a different direction, and that's right. What we don't know, and that's the answer we'll get tonight.
And that's maybe the most fascinating part about tonight, other than getting Steph back, which is always great, and a Minnesota rematch, I guess. I mean, they don't have players, and you don't have players, but outside of seeing Steph back on the floor and seeing how this team looks after having a nice long rest, for me, the most interesting, the most compelling part of it is the Kuminga piece. And I know all roads lead to Kuminga, and they don't have to, but I mean, we're playing Warriors Survivor, and you have him voted out for tonight. And
I do.
I would, but just, you know, Steve talking about how he looked good in practice, and they actually talked, Steve and Jonathan Kuminga, they were able to have a conversation about maybe what had gone on and why he got a DNP. I just don't know if they're going to back that thing up with another DNP after a couple of practices, but that is one of the things I'm most fascinated by going into tonight. When you get 8 minutes into the ball game and you start to get some real substitutions, is it JK peeling off the sweats?
The part of the quote that really gets me, and then we're going to go to the phones here. Oh, and we also have to let you know what happened between Steph Curry and cousin Nick Friedell.
I'm dying to hear
that. That's a little side piece there. We'll hold that for a sec. But listen to this part again from Steph. Let me just read this part. Quote, "We still have high hopes that he'll impact our team this year. But it's just an idea. You can't lose your spirit when things aren't going your way because you're a game or two away from it coming right back to you." That sort of, like, when he starts, well, we still have hope that he's going to, like, affect us this year. And you always have to be, well, there you are. You have to be part of the Stay Ready crew.
Yeah.
Because it always could come back to you. I might be making something up in my head, but the way he's framing those comments makes it sound like, Jonathan, you're not in the plans right now, but we need you to be ready for when the plan does come back in your direction, because we still have hopes that he's going to impact us at some point this year.
And just the way Steph was talking about affect your spirit, you know, you can't let that affect your spirit. And I think clearly, a couple of games back when he got pulled in the fourth quarter and he disappeared from the bench and he went in the tunnel, that kind of affected his spirit. So that's the part of it that kind of resonated with me. Like, Steph is basically saying, you know, it's affecting your spirit and we can't have that. And you look at like Guy and Pat and their spirit in the Stay Ready crew, it has never affected them to that point. And so, you know, Guy would be a natural on the DNP Warriors Survivor list.
Normally.
But he played 26 and a half minutes at Cleveland in a win. He played almost 20 minutes at Chicago in a win. And Steve is big on, you're playing well, you're playing hard, and we're winning. So I don't think that either he or Pat Spencer comes out of the rotation.
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, hell, Steve pretty much confirmed that to us when he spoke to us earlier this week. He was like, I'm excited to get Pat and Steph in the game together, which I didn't really think was necessarily the way he was going to do it. I mean, I don't know if Pat might start.
Yeah, we can do that a little bit later, like predict your five.
Or who's your two?
Yeah.
Who's your two guard?
I mean, maybe it's Will Richard. He started.
I think you have four candidates. Will Richard, Pat Spencer, D'Anthony Melton, Brandon Pajemski. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Will Richard. I think that's the more likely thing. And I was listening to Steiny and Goo earlier, and Steve Kerr came out maybe in that same press conference that you're going to play sound from, but they talked about Anthony Melton and, you know, still easing him back. And so if Melt is only going to play 20 minutes, and I do think that that's the target,
yeah.
Well, then you don't want to start him.
I don't think they're going to start him, exactly.
You want to give him, like, you know, maybe 3 minutes in the first and six in the second, and then in the second half, you still have enough room to where he can play a healthy chunk when you need him.
888-957-9570. I'm with you. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Pat is starting tonight. I don't know that, but I'm with you. It's not Melton. Will Richard, Pods, they've been a little bit back and forth, in and out. Pods is probably the betting favorite, but I don't know. I think maybe Steve rides the wave a little bit and puts Pat in there. He was so excited to see it. So we'll see. Grandy, what's the timing of all that? When do we usually get a lineup? How soon?
Kind of depends. Steve is talking right now. Maybe he's just wrapped up. Hasn't announced a lineup, and he normally doesn't on these pregames. Yeah. If you ask him, he'll just be like, no, I don't want to announce that yet. We usually get it, I would guess, sometime around like it's 6:20 or 6:40, like a half hour-ish maybe before tip-off.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be off the air would be my guess by the time we find out.
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. Who do you think might be sitting out of the rotation on this one tonight? Let's go to Lucky in the city. Hi, Lucky. Thanks for calling.
Hey, afternoon, fellas. Well, I think I got my money on BP, man. I think he's going to be out tonight, man. I think they'll probably put Pat or, like you said, Will Richard in there.
Why would you? Yeah, Lucky, this is just me guessing now. I know you call a lot, but I don't know you. I feel like you're saying something that you want to see happen as opposed to something that you think is going to happen.
No, I'm saying something that I think is going to happen due to the play of the youngster and then them trying to ease Nelson and the play of Pat. Would you put Brandon in over Pat?
I don't know that I would make it like, first of all, again, we're not talking about starters on this one. We're just talking about who plays. Based on the history of this story, Lucky, I would be knocked over shocked if Brandon Pajemski doesn't play for the Warriors tonight.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, and Lucky, thanks. You know, I get the emotion that surrounds this whole situation, but I don't know, Brandon played pretty well this weekend.
Brandon and Quentin and Buddy are the only guys to play in every game this year. So if you want to look at a possible DNP, those guys have not DNP'd at all. They've played in all 25, yeah. And then Will Richards played in 23. I was actually thinking about maybe he draws a DNP, but he's been starting. He's been starting games lately.
Brandon Pajemski, by the way, I just want to throw this out there for the idea of those of you who think Pods should hit the bench. Okay, quick quiz, and maybe you already know. Warriors beat the Bulls on Sunday, 123-91. I'm going to ask you three questions. Do you know who the Warriors' leading scorer was that night?
If it wasn't Pat Spencer, it was Pods.
Who would you like to guess?
I'll guess Pods.
Okay. Who do you think the Warriors' leading rebounder was that night?
I know it wasn't Kuminga. I'll go with Pods.
Who do you think the Warriors' assist leader was that night?
I'll go with Pods.
Those are three correct answers. One more. Thank you. Yeah.
Poughkeepsie kid.
Does it sound like he's gone his way to a DMP to you?
Pazinski.
You go on the road. You win by 23 plus 9. Carry the. You win by 32 points. And Brandon Pajemski leads you in points, rebounds, and assists. Sound like something that Steve Kerr would do? You know what, young man, I think that's about enough out of you.
Right.
Have a seat right here next to me. Pods is playing tonight.
Yeah?
Pods is actually, I think I actually kind of want to redo my guess. I think he's probably starting at the off guard next to Steph. That'd be my guess, but we'll see.
Yeah, he started 11 games this year, I believe. And they are 5-6 in games in which he started. And I was just looking at the lineups. They've played 25 games, and they have started 13 different lineups. So, yeah, there's been injuries, load management, and a whole lot of searching. The lineup that they've started the most, they won't start tonight. It's Butler, Curry, Green, Moody, and Will Richard. That team has started 6 times, which is the most of any lineup. And so if you look at the Draymond lineup, that has been started the most, that will have Steph and Jimmy in it. I'm just looking here, and it's, I don't even know if you can find one. Yeah, it would be, here's the one that they started. Jimmy, Steph, Moody, Peyton, and Quentin. That is a lineup without Draymond that has actually appeared as a starting lineup.
Gene in Oakland, next up, weighing in on this. Hi, Gene. Thanks for the call.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I mean, one of them I would say is, for me at least, is a no-brainer. That would be J.K. Listen, the guy, just from his body language, from what he's looked like the last few games, it feels like he's pretty much given up and just waiting to be traded. And I think that the whole team sees that. And by putting him in the lineup or, you know, or giving him, you know, many minutes, you're actually taking a risk. But first of all, you know, if he keeps playing like this, you kind of wonder what they're going to even be able to get for him. Secondly, if he gets injured, then you got another problem that way. So, yeah, I think J.K. is sitting on his butt again tonight as a DNP. The other two are a little harder. I would tend to agree with the GP, too. I think he might just sit. The third maybe is more wishful thinking than what I think Kerr will actually do. I wish he'd sit, buddy. You know, I really am at a point where I'd like to see more and more of these young guys play, you know, and just see if what we saw the last few games is a mirage or whether it's really indicative of, you know, these guys beginning to gel, beginning to, you know, to come to a point where we can really trust them moving forward. So anyway, my thoughts.
Yep, Gene, thanks. Appreciate it. Here's one thing I hear a lot. I'd love to get into this for a second. I hear a lot of people say this, and maybe you're right, but the idea that the Warriors are already resigned to trading Jonathan Kuminga, and so if they are, don't play him because that's dangerous. Two things could happen. A, he could get hurt. B, he could continue to play poorly and lower his value. These are fair thoughts, but
I guess.
But I feel like this, I wonder if Warrior fans know this. This has been publicized nationally, not just here.
Right.
The Kuminga thing has been a big deal that's been talked about in national NBA circles for quite some time. So my thought is, I really think that the teams around the league, they have their thought already on Jonathan. And it is what it is. And some of them may think, you know what? It's not going to work out. It's not. He's not what he's cracked up to be. And others believe, super intriguing, athletic prospect who, if we give him a chance in our system, we think can flourish. Those opinions are already set in stone, and I do not believe that Jonathan playing for the Warriors over the next 2 months affects it. I could be wrong, but that's already happened. You've already seen DNPs in the playoffs. You've already seen, you know, he goes out there last Saturday.
One for 10.
Yeah. And I promise you, there are still teams around the league who are intrigued by him.
No doubt.
The injury thing, that's a fair thing. That's a concern. But I don't think his play is going to affect his value anymore.
His value has been established. This is his fifth year in the league. You've seen him play more than 260 games if you watch the association. And so you know what he is. And if you think that he can work in your system, then you're not going to be deterred by a stretch of games where he doesn't fit yet again in the Golden State Warriors system. If you like the athleticism, the ha-ha, the upside, all the rest of it, then his value is going to be where it is no matter what, as long as he doesn't go out there and get hurt. But the other part of it, too, is what if Kuminga can play and help you win games? Because that has happened. It's not like this guy,
of course,
always goes out there and plays a certain way and you lose. So there's still the possibility that he plays the way that he did early in the year, and you go out and win games like you did early in the year. So that part of it is what makes me think that he's not going to get a DNP tonight, because he does things that nobody else on your team can do, and you wish he'd do more of it more often, but he has certain skills that nobody else has.
Grandy, yeah, what do you got?
Did you guys happen to read what Sam Amick in The Athletic reported today?
No.
So he put out a big trade piece talking about a lot of targets around the league, including Giannis and other big names. There was, of course, a whole portion dedicated to Kuminga because he's one of the biggest names and biggest stories around the league. He first said the Kings are widely expected to revisit their offseason interest in Kuminga, but he said before you get to any of that, the Pelicans are front and center in this discussion. He said the Warriors have been very open about the desire to acquire Trey Murphy III of the Pelicans.
Wow.
He then added, though, that it's kind of uncertain how interested the Pelicans would be in getting Kuminga back in any kind of trade. He then added this, which I think is the most important part. He says, quote, "Yet this part is indisputable when it comes to the Warriors' side of the equation. These past 6 weeks have not been kind when it comes to Kuminga's value. After the first six games of the season, when Kuminga was receiving rave reviews, he has returned to the roller coaster existence that embodied the vast majority of his first four seasons."
Interesting.
For the last 6 weeks, according to Sam Amick, have have hurt Kuminga's value around the league.
I mean, look, Sam knows a hell of a lot more about this situation than I do. But then, even with that, you sort of play a game of chicken, which is, all right, if those last few weeks have hurt Kuminga's value, then do you keep him on the bench, which I think sort of confirms for the league that you see the same thing they do, or do you roll the dice, put him back out there, and see if he can sort of reignite everybody's interest about him? And how does that all fit with the Warriors trying to win basketball games?
Yeah, the majority of those 6 weeks, guys, are while Kuminga was playing basketball, not while he was sidelined or getting DNPs.
Right.
Well, and the last thing you said is the only thing that Steve Kerr is thinking about is, I want to win the game. So if he thinks that JK is in a space where he can play and help you win, then you play him. And you're going to keep giving him chances to go out there and help you as long as you think that he is cut out to do the things you want him to do.
I agree with you. However, while Steve Kerr's not going to think about the long game in terms of what's going on 2 or 3 years from now, Steve Kerr is going to think about April. And if the Warriors have their eyes focused on Trey Murphy, then Steve Kerr absolutely, I think, will be open to making decisions in this regular season that allows his team to try to acquire Trey Murphy. I mean, he's everybody's absolute favorite on the board if he's actually acquirable.
Trey Murphy, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's who everybody wants. I know, like, Giannis, okay, that's a complete organizational structure changer. But as far as somebody that you could potentially add to your roster that would fuel Steph Curry's current fire, which we all know, agree or disagree, that's how the Warriors think. That's their thought process. It's still Steph. And he's the perfect guy. He's the perfect guy. Boy, that's why this whole thing is such a gut punch for everybody. Jonathan included, obviously. But if they cannot get on the same page where he even looks good out on a basketball floor, it just makes the whole plan tough on so many levels.
But still, there's so much time, and we all talk about JK Day, which is now 34 days away. We're inside of 5 weeks to where he can be traded. And Steiny said something interesting earlier, that December 15th is when anybody can start to be traded. That's when the trade season officially opens. And so if the Warriors can't do anything till January 15th, they might be behind the eight ball if they want to use Kuminga in a trade, because other teams might be making moves ahead of January 15th. But at the same time, you have until the deadline to figure this Kuminga thing out, to build up his value, to try to get something done.
All right, so we told you what Steph said about Jonathan, but what happened in the interaction yesterday at practice between Steph Curry and Nick Friedell? You're going to need to hear this. We'll play that for you coming up next. Still time for your calls at 888-957-9570. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. This is Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And you can see us live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Just search 95.7 The Game and make sure to subscribe.
All facts. And so's this, by the way.
That's a fact.
Draymond Green, hold that thought. Draymond Green will be with the team in Portland on Sunday. And he'll be back from his personal absence. Steve Kerr says the foot issue will not keep him out, but it's Rick Celebrini's call on whether or not to activate Green after what has been a 10-day absence or hold him out for one more game. But it sounds like either Portland or the following game, which I think is in Phoenix. Is that right? Next week?
I think that's right. They have the home and home.
Yeah. So, one or the other, Draymond will be back in the lineup as well.
Exciting.
Don't forget him as we play Warrior Survivor.
Right, and hopefully that this personal absence is really super good news, as has been rumored to be. And, if that's the thing, get your sleep while you can.
Yeah, little baby.
Like, people always tell you and me, like, oh, get your sleep now.
I love
that. Bank that sleep.
I love that. As if any human ever has had 10 hours of sleep, and then a week later they go with 2 hours, and they're like, it's okay, I feel totally refreshed.
Dude, no doubt.
I had 10 hours of sleep a week ago.
I banked that extra sleep. It's a joke.
That would be awesome if you could actually do that.
I was talking to a mom at the preschool yesterday who just had a baby a month ago, and the question, of course, is how's the little guy sleeping? Well, he's usually up from 1 to 5 every night. And I'm like, well, I don't miss that.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, you're up at 1, feeding, you change the diaper. Usually the newborn goes back, but he's up from 1 to 5. He's just playing, you know, causing a ruckus. Go to bed, baby.
I can't believe you. I don't know how you do it.
I mean, now we're in.
I know you're there. You're out of the weed. You're out of those weeds.
Right.
I don't know how you did it.
I mean, I don't know how I still do it.
The concept, if somebody came to me with this concept now.
In 3 years, bro. Not now. When you're 54?
Not a game.
I'll hit you in 3 years, and I'll say, how about now?
3+. Thank you. 3+.
I mean, you're knocking on 51's door. It's
next year.
It's literally a month away.
It's next year.
Yeah.
It's a month and a half.
I'm on to you.
Anyway. Poll results, everybody. Engagement is everything. On the court and in life, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page on game days. And it's presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. Earlier we asked, with the Warriors having Steph Curry back, is it still time to start Pat Spencer, given how he's played? Simple yes or no question. Should Steve Kerr start Pat Spencer tonight? And my gosh, in what I think is the closest vote we've ever had.
Okay.
The yeses have it by one vote, 50.5%.
Hanging Chad.
To 49.5%. Pat Spencer should start tonight. Thank you for all of your votes, everybody.
That's a Pat.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's Friday. It's probably a 2, but at this point in the
show, it's a
guaranteed 3. I might be better than that. I've lost Willard.
Where did Willard go?
We've lost Willard. I thought it was well-timed and funny.
It was so stupid that it was perfect.
Okay, thank you.
That was... All right.
Anyway.
Back to the phones.
I'm done.
Let's go to, not quite. Let's go to Christian in the city. Hi, Christian. What are you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
So previously you guys mentioned that the Warriors trade processes are kind of fueled by what can we get, acquire to play along Steph. I'm curious to what you guys think that, what would be the Warriors' pitch to future players once Steph is gone to come play in Golden State? Furthermore, do you think they need a superstar to make this place more attractive? And maybe the processes now are kind of honing in and targeting more like a superstar like Giannis?
It's a very interesting question, and obviously it's more kind of for down the road. But, Christian, here's what I would say. I would say that NBA teams always, and I guess you got to define superstar, but you always have to have a superstar to be attractive. Like, the world is small now. It does not matter what city you're in. Like, the NBA is being run by a team in Middle America in Oklahoma. You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo has made Milwaukee, Wisconsin attractive to an urban league. It doesn't matter anymore where you are. They kind of want to be together. Think about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, he played well in Middle America and Oklahoma, and then he came out to the West Coast, and then he immediately was like, let's do New York. And then he's like, how about Phoenix? Let's go out to the desert. And now he's in Texas. Like, he's covered every single base. And this is a guy that's from Washington, D.C. I don't think it matters so much where they are. It matters sort of like what's going on in the organization at the time.
And who they're playing with, I think, you know?
I have the belief right now that the Warriors will still be an attractive place because they are a well-run organization. So I believe that they'll do good things. But if you're asking, are the Warriors super attractive just because of their uniforms and their city?
And the arena and their owner? No.
That's not enough.
It's going to depend on who is on the roster. If you're a free agent and there's no Steph, there's no Draymond, there's no Jimmy, and you're looking kind of like a rebuild, well, you're going to come here if you're going to get the absolute mega top dollar. If not, if you're in one of these elite guys, you want to go somewhere where you can win, mostly.
I almost forgot. Thank you, Grandy. I forgot. Steph Curry and cousin Nick Friedell in a full-blown showdown at practice yesterday that was based on the fact that Orlando-born Nick Friedell went to practice with a Tampa Bay Bucks hat on. And you know who the Bucks are sparring with for the NFC South? The Carolina Panthers. Mm. You know where Steph Curry's from, right?
Carolina.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Steph, you kind of touched on it a couple minutes ago, but you guys have all talked about finding the rhythm, finding a rotation consistently. How far do you think you guys are now from that?
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Nick. Did not hear a word you said because of your hat, and I don't know if you wore that on purpose to, like, you know, this NFC South battle. I just don't like it.
Charlotte and Orlando.
I'm sorry. I'm hoping that y'all don't have a good night tonight so that we can take claim of the NFC South lead and know we got two good games coming up week six, whatever, week next week and week 2 weeks later. Sorry, I'm in football mode. What was the
Baker
question?
Baker and Bryce. I mean, come on.
Bryce all day. Sorry, what was your question?
And I'm now waiting for post-game tonight. Does Nick Friedell have the cojones to go into the locker room or that interview room and go toe-to-toe with Steph Curry after that collapse of a loss by the Bucks last night?
Nick, I notice you're now wearing a Falcons hat. It's kind of crazy how that switched so quick, you know.
Actually, that should have been what Steph did.
Just like,
lay it out next week. Bucks, Panthers. What do you want to bet?
Exactly.
Loser's got to wear the jersey of the other team's quarterback and nothing underneath.
If I'm Nick, I'm coming back at him and saying, how about we bet game checks? Game checks.
A day's salary?
That's just game checks.
I mean,
Nick Friedell, very successful, and I'm sure he's doing great for himself. But
wonderful.
I'm guessing he's not making Curry money. So, yeah, check to check. What do you got, Curry?
Tell you what, when you talk about successful people,
yeah,
you talk about who's on the line for us next.
I can't see who's on the line.
Let's go to Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hi, Kurt.
Hello there. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
best sports boys in town.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Dibs, let me tell you something. I'm doing great, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're
it's
good.
Friday.
Doing great. Yeah, yeah, happy Friday, Kurt.
There you go, brothers. Let me tell you something, Dibs. One thing about your picks are great when you take the 49ers. That's what I like, Dibs. Keep taking the 49ers, and you'll be a winner.
Thank you, Kurt. Yeah, I think I'm 9-4 on Niner games this year, picking for and against them.
So are they.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
There you go, Dibs. Keep it up. Keep picking the 49ers. Don't get against them ever. That's a team that's going to make the playoffs. First of all, real quick about Kuminga. They're not playing Kuminga because he's not consistent. I see that. But still, Kuminga is a very talented player. And Joe, the owner, likes Kuminga. I'm always going to state that. He signed him years ago. Kuminga, if you're listening, if they do play it tonight, be consistent. Keep your spirits up. You're a young player, and you're not going to be going anywhere. I still think they're going to keep Kuminga on the staff. Moving to the 49ers quickly. They're playing the Titans. The Titans are going down. Two touchdowns, easy. Brock Purdy's going to have a big game. The offense is intact. Robert Saleh's got that defense going. And we need the Rams to lose this weekend. They're definitely going to lose this weekend, the Rams. And the Titans are going down. We're going to stuff the ball down their throat. And Brock Purdy's going to pass quite a few touchdowns. And we're going to win by 14 points or more. That's the bottom line, brothers.
Hey, Kurt.
I love it.
Kurt, Kuminga for Trey Murphy. Am I right?
Get over there!
Get out of here.
I wish I had time to explain to Niner fans why you're rooting for the Rams this weekend.
You've done it ad nauseum. I wish you would let it go.
No, but it's like, go do the homework. I promise you, you want the Rams to win this weekend. The Niners get almost nothing out of a Rams loss.
That's a fact.
And it is. And a stat.
That's a pat.
Once the game. if he's in the starting lineup.
We'll find out.
All right. Yeah. Warriors Live with Evan Giddings.
Can't wait.
Yeah. All right. That's what's coming up. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
No.
How about Sunday?
No.
Monday?
Yeah. I was going to hit you with a Cheryl Bosa.
Monday's going to be a big one.
It's going to be Victory Monday, hopefully.
And two Warrior games to talk about, too.
Yep.
All right. For Dibs, for Ginny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.